This is KUT. The Republican plan to appeal the Affordable Care Act includes some pretty big cuts to Medicaid programs across the country. Because the state of Texas never expanded Medicaid, spending caps on the program will affect mostly children, which make up the largest share of enrollment. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, these cuts will also affect a very vulnerable population that crosses the age spectrum, people with disabilities.
Bob Kafka is a disability rights advocate and is disabled himself. He's in a wheelchair, and like many other people in his situation, he needs some help to do some basic things every day.
A person with a disability like myself may use a community attendant to get out of bed, help get dressed, toileting, feeding, bathing, basic hygiene type things, grocery shopping.
Programs like this are part of the state's Medicaid program. Kafka says Texas already does not spend enough on that program. Community attendants often make about $8 an hour, which means it's hard to find people to do that work.
We have long waiting lists for some of those services, and now if that cut of $1 trillion, which could interpret to something like $1 billion here in Texas, the home care agencies will get even less money.
The cuts he's talking about there are part of the Better Care Reconciliation Act. That's the Senate version of the Obamacare repeal bill. According to a Congressional Budget Office report released Monday, the bill pays for tax cuts by cutting almost $800 billion from Medicaid over a 10-year period.
And so you'll see in-home services really, being decimated, and people will be forced into more expensive nursing homes, something that we have fought for over a quarter of a century to get and keep people out of institutions.
And that's just home services. Ann Duckelberg with the Center for Public Policy Priorities said the spending caps in the Senate bill would strain services across the board. She says no other public health program like Medicare or the health programs that federal legislators rely on have spending caps like this.
If they could come up with a cap that would really work and was fair, that people on Medicare would accept, that all the members of Congress would accept, then I might feel okay about imposing it on our poorest and our sickest and our most vulnerable.
Bob Kafka also points out that if Obamacare is repealed, a program adopted here in Texas will go away with it. Texas was one of 8 states that took advantage of the Community First Choice option. The program helps keep people out of nursing homes by providing in-home attendance. Under the Senate bill, that program will expire in 2021. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.